It's time for an NRL news update.
Make HR easy with MyHR. On-call, expert advice, combined with powerful HR software. Visit myhr.works.
MyHR.works. 27 minutes after 3 Eastern Standard Time. Jules in the chair for Joel Fletcher alongside me. On the run home, big news. Fletcher's reported at the top of the program. Adam Reynolds are late out for tonight's clash. And the teenage half, Ezra Mann, will make his NRL debut.
Yeah, brings Newcastle right back into this. With Adam Reynolds, he's been not only the best player for Brisbane, but the last month of footy, he's been up there with some of the, you know, like a Cleary levels. He was brilliant. So, huge loss tonight, not only in his leadership, but also the kicking game. I think that's his strong point, the kicking game. So, lucky I took the 7.5 for the Knights early in the week.
We'll talk to Matty Johns later, but does this swing the pendulum firm? Like, back in their favour in a sense? I mean, Gagai's a big in and Frizzell's back as well.
Yeah, I still think they're the favourites, the Broncos, but not having the little general in there. And we saw what happened last year when they didn't have a recognised number 7. There was a lot of chopping and changing. Incidentally, Milford was one of those, and he's now in the opposition. So making his club debut. So there's all these little stories and little things going on in this game.
Ezra Mann, we know that Sats has been big on this kid for a while. 13 tries, 8 try assists in 11 games, Fletcher, for South Logan last year, named Intrust Super Cup Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, so we've seen a little bit of footage on him. Yeah, he's got a powerful step, little short, little stocky fella. But it's this is a different league now, going up especially up there in Newcastle. The crowd are sitting on top of you up there, and they're quite vocal. So if you can aim up, this could be the start of a good career for him. But all the raps on him have been for the last couple of years, and you're right, Satsid was very keen to see this kid play. So national TV audience, so let's see how he performs.
Tomorrow night we've got the Dogs and the Tigers. Of course, Canterbury has been in the news this week. The flu has ripped through the camp. It's kind of like pre-origin, isn't it? There's always about a flu that rips through the camp. Josh Adakar, the Fox, is out with that clash for the Tigers. Matt Burton and Luke Thompson trained today. Good news for Belmore lovers. They'll be right to play. Jacob Kuraz, you impressed, didn't you?
I did. He was very good. Incidentally, up against the Broncos up there, yeah. He came onto the scene. He'd been around a little bit. I think he played lower grades for the Knights and the Cowboys, so he's got a bit of experience at other clubs. Came out on that night, I think it might have been a Friday night, and he was outstanding. So Gus is no surprise. Gus is, or the Mick Potter, I should say, has thrown him in the top squad. Yeah, this flu. Now, boys, it's influenza A, and they reckon it's horrific.
One of the worst flu seasons in a long time.
Yeah. So I know people have got it and just said it's worse than COVID in the sense that it, 3 or 4 days, you're just out. So if he does play Matty Burton, which he's named, you don't think he'll be fully fit. So brings the Tigers into this. The Tigers are favourites, but Tigers aren't really good at being favourites.
Yeah, they've got a few out, though, don't they? Brooksy's probably not our Brooksy. You know, 2 to 4 weeks away. But Brent Naden, I mean, this all happened really quickly.
Yeah.
Because they didn't go into training as flu. They all stayed home. And Josh Jackson said, we just got this text message. Said, thanks, boys. Thanks for the laughs. I'm off to the Tigers. And they go, hang on, wait. But from all reports, it was reasonably amicable, and he's going to line up now tomorrow night against his old club.
Yeah, so I heard Gus speak about it. So there had been a lot of approaches from other clubs, Tigers being one of them, 6 or 7, you know, start of the year and last month or so. So Trent Barrett has gone. Maybe he wasn't allowed to go because he didn't have a, you know, they have these clauses in their contracts now that if a coach leaves, which I find bizarre.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, he's off. He's over at the Tigers. I think there was something to do with he wanted to play centre too, and the Dogs didn't think of him as a centre. They liked him on the wing. So there might be a little bit of feeling in this game as well. Mm. Hopefully there's a stink.
It says, Fletch, for tipping comps now with Reynolds out, who do you think's going to win, Broncos or Knights? I think you said the Bronx there, didn't you, mate?
Well, it's going to be close. They're the favourites, but if I was tipping tonight and after hearing the Adam Reynolds news, I would go with the Knights.